With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I literally was like, yo, you just lied to me. You used my dick against me. You used my manhood, my testosterone, my libido, my against me. And it was fucked up because I took the bait like a simp. And she thought it was preposterous that I was expecting it to her to actually follow through. I can't believe it. GME didn't go to the moon. No, I lost money. I lost tens of thousands of dollars. It never went to the fucking moon. Welcome back to Impulsive. This is a podcast. It's number one in the world. Thanks. Yeah, hit that subscribe button, the like button, and also subscribe. I lost $25,000 on GME. I think I have maybe a personal vendetta against the Vlad guy who shut down trading on Robinhood. I have to believe that was why.
Part of the reason why it stopped going on.
Well, think about it. Like the average man was the one who was behind this revolution, right? The layman, the Joe, and the platform that the Joe used to trade stocks was shut down. What are we supposed to do?
This whole revolution was supposed to be about the common man, the average man, the man you just talked about. And all I could see right now is average men like you, Logan Paul, losing their shirts. And I actually got to look at some of the people who made a ton of money off of the GME bump. And it was already very rich people. The founder of Chewy, the pet toy delivery service, is the largest individual holder of GME stock.
How much you, I they thought made, 12%.
They made billions of dollars overnight. So it's this entire revolution. And then the sub owners, the ones that were in second, third, fourth place, were like Fidelity, like massive holdings companies. So at the end of the day, this GME bump that was supposed to pay off the student loans of all these average Americans was really just got rich people even richer once again. So it no matter how much they lose, they somehow find a way to fucking win.
It fucking backfired. And they're already making a movie out of it. Do you know this?
Mm-hmm.
GameStop movies in the works already. One from Netflix written by the guy that wrote The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. And I think Noah Centineo is attached.
Has already been cast for it.
It's been a week.
Jesus Christ.
It's been 1 week.
I said this is another Wolf of Wall Street thing. And I think they're going for that movie style.
Yeah, absolutely. The potential name is The Antisocial Network.
Crazy.
Based on a book proposal from the writer that wrote the book that The Social Network was based on.
They're basing a movie. That's how you know it's quick, when they're basing the movie off of a proposed book. The book is not even written yet.
Yeah.
But the movie will be based on it once the book is written. Yeah, what's going on over there in the
I know,
audience?
Dylan, you're tripping over a bunch of things. You're bringing chairs and throwing them through windows.
And today's a little bit of a different episode. We do have a massive live audience here today for the first time. I think, what do you have, 1,500 people in the audience? Obviously all social distanced and separated, but you guys will hear more from them later in the episode.
Yeah, yeah. No, you have a movie that's doing well.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. I was looking at the fake live audience and I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. Can I do that over? I thought you were going to go into this
thing. I'm
going
to make you do it right now.
No, I thought you were going to go into the thing.
You do it.
You do it right now.
You do it.
Come on. I hate being on this side of the table.
You got to pay attention.
So I'm always bullied. I'm going to get all the comments out of you. I'm always bullied.
Bro, I've looked over to you 7 times. You're just picking your butt.
Nah, he's good.
Not once. Not Georgie, once did I pick my butt.
Georgie, tell us about your movie on Hulu.
The Hulu that... Oh, my God. This is one of those days, huh?
Oh, you're not going to start sweating, are you? That's my job.
No, I'm not going to sweat. I'm just super excited, guys. This week was a dream come true. I've always wanted to be an actor and be in a movie, regardless of what stature it landed on. But yes, the movie that I did, the first movie I ever did, was called Follow Me. And on Hulu, it's called No Escape. And it was number one. It's still number one right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea how it just came overnight. I started getting texts and then a lot of people started tweeting at me. And I knew it was people that didn't know me because all the DMs are like, oh, dude, so you play a social media guy and you are a social media guy. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I went to Hulu and it was just right there. It was number one.
Yeah, right? No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God. So my whole... Okay, guys.
What happened?
No idea how bad this hurt me. I can pull up my phone right now. Still show you number one. I've been waiting for this moment to call Logan and be like, yo, bro, like, you were right. Because he sat me down and he said, hey, man, you suck at music. You'll never make it as a musician.
I don't remember saying
it like that.
You
could possibly make it, maybe, as an actor. You got what it takes. You're a funny guy. You could do it. Do the acting thing. So when this is all hitting me up, I got crazy people calling me, blowing me up. I was like, oh, this is the moment. This is the moment right here. I've been waiting for to call him. So I call him up. I go, yo, Logan, open up your Hulu real quick. And he's like, he goes, all right, I open it up. What do you see? He goes, movies. What do we got? And I go, you see my movie by any chance? And he goes, no. I go, close your app, open it up again. He goes, okay. Opens it up. He goes, George, what the fuck are we doing here? I go, dude, my movie's number one. He goes, no, it's not. All Hulu's accounts, all of them, me. But Logan's, the moment I've been waiting for, got shitted on. But you know what? Honestly, that's God's comedy way of humbling me.
I think the algorithm didn't serve me his movie. It didn't pop up as the main featured movie. And I was scrolling, dude. I tried so hard.
How far did
I turn my
get?
Apple TV on and off. I went all the way to the end. Only when I went in the subsection of horror and scrolled for like 5 minutes, then I said, oh, there it is, dude.
Yeah, but still, I mean, cool. It was so... No, it was the number one horror film in Assyria. Is that what it was?
Yeah, it's Assyria.
Assyria. Yeah. Okay, got it.
No, actually, when he said it didn't pull up, I got really scared because I was like, oh my God, did I just post about this and it's not actually there? So I like had all of my friends open up their Hulu's account, but it did. It's just, you know, just my...
By the way, I don't remember telling you suck at music.
I remember because I cried myself to sleep. I said, my whole life.
I said, you're good. You're not great. I think you would win the majority of high school talent shows, but I think your true talent is in acting.
I remember that.
And comedy.
I remember because it hurt my feelings because I did win talent shows. And I was like, oh my God, maybe he's right. Maybe I'm just a talent show actor.
Yeah. No, you're great, George.
So that was cool. Thanks for bringing that up. Actually, that was on the same day that I released Bubba Club. So I was getting a bunch of feedback during the day of my stand-up. That was so scared. And then
you got
the movie thing.
You got a lot going on.
It was that's why I brought cake over and celebrated. But you guys didn't care.
Trace Leches, I ate tons of it.
Thank you, D cared. She gave me a hug. That's actually my thumbnail for my video. So thank you.
So yeah, George, you have a lot going on. Someone else who has a lot going on. Elon Musk.
Bit more than you.
Elon fucking Musk.
One step at a time. Look.
After we talked about the Clubhouse app a couple weeks ago and how Sweat Equity was involved, Elon Musk decided to take over a Clubhouse room last night. The room, he had announced it earlier in the day. He was going to come on the app at about 10 p.m. last night on Clubhouse. The room immediately hit its maximum within seconds of launching the room.
I was peeing. I was brushing my teeth at the same time, also trying to get into this room on Clubhouse. Yep. Just tapping with my thumb.
How many people
one hand
you?
On the peen,
five,
one hand on the 5, phone.
000.
Tap, tap, tap. Room is full. It's the first time I've witnessed and felt what it was like to be in a club in the digital world.
Yep.
You know when you're waiting outside the club or the bar and you're waiting to get in, the bouncer's like, yeah. And I was like, no, please. Like, I'm Jake Paul's brother. You gotta let me in, please. And so I went to an overflow room. Like,
that's where I was already there.
You were
there. They only had like peanuts and pretzels and shit like that. It was like you had to pay for the bar. Like the other room had like open bar, had like recliners, all that shit. We had to sit on fucking stools. It was horrible. And I was back and forth between listening to Elon Musk talking about the difference between our limbic state and our digital state and dropping quads in Call of Duty Warzone, which eventually took my attention. I only stayed for about, I think, 30 to 40 seconds of Elon's speech because I was just, plus I was in the overflow room. It's like looking at the VIP from the GA section. Just like, why is Grant Cardone in there and I can't fucking get it?
Because he's got hundreds
guap,
of millions of dollars.
Guap, dude. Nonetheless, the one thing I did do was I found this chain of cliff notes from a guy named Kunal Shah on Twitter. Sent it over to you. And I wanted to run through some of these cliff notes today from Elon's little Clubhouse chat last night.
Yeah.
Number one, in 5.5 years, people will be on Mars. It's 5.5 years before we get people to Mars.
No shot.
Can I say something?
Is it related to Elon Musk and Mars?
It's related to this whole space thing, and I hope I don't feel like a dick for saying this, but like I don't understand why they spend so much money trying to go to space when there's so much work to be done.
Okay,
here.
So we get to that as well. And so just on the Mars thing, let's take that first and foremost. people believe that we can get people to Mars, but the ability to actually inhabit or sustain life there, we are approximately 100 to 200 years away from that capability. So like, would it be nice to, you know, treat it like, you know, Tampa or Tuscaloosa and visit for a weekend? Sure. Stay on the ship, you know, social distance. Is there social distancing on Mars?
Yeah. When he says people, he means like folks or an astronaut? Astronauts.
So he talked a little bit about this more. Travel possible every 2 years, and we'll need 6 months to travel. So it's only possible every 2 years. It's not possible to travel when Mars is on the other side of the sun.
Can I ask you something?
Yep.
I love Elon Musk, right?
Yep.
But the Tesla Roadster has experienced years and years of delay. It's absolutely, like, I think it's delayed 2 years from the original estimate. Maybe a year. I just don't know how this is remotely feasible. I just don't get it.
It might be just a thing to get people to invest in a company.
You know what I think he's very good at is having delusional ideas and then eventually turning them into reality. Like when we watched his Neuralink speech live with the pigs who had the chips in their brain, Mike and I were like, oh, this is all like speculative. This is still very much an idea. Like he's hiring people actively as we speak to invent the technology that is still just his idea.
Right.
It's a good idea. It's incredibly optimistic and idealistic, but if he gets it done, you know, he is one of the greatest minds of our time, but he could be one of the greatest minds of humanity if he gets some of the things that he wants to get done.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I think there is a huge difference between, you know, getting people into space or getting people to Mars and actually being able to, you know, do anything meaningful there. And that brings us to the second point, which was the question that George asked, which was regarding multiplanetary and why are we talking about other planets when we have work to do here? And he talked about that regarding possible external calamities, which we've seen in history, such as mass extinctions. And so I think Elon very much wants to have a backup plan and have an ability to get us off this fucking planet and to re-civilize.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's going to be a mass extinction event. He's talked about this in the past, and this is the reason why he's so intent on getting to Mars.
Yeah, but also that's just like a hypothesis that you're freaking out about.
Say that to the dinosaurs. Have you talked to any recently?
No.
They were hit by a fucking massive.
You know why? Because meteor. They were trying to go to the moon.
The dinosaurs were.
And they weren't thinking about each other. So they died. Look what happened.
There's a lot of alien talk. I found that was interesting. I also found it incredibly disappointing for the kid in me, the conspiracy theorist who wants to believe aliens exist. He says he hasn't seen any conclusive evidence that aliens exist. Everything basically can be described with some sort of logical or rational means.
Which you kind of have to. He seems agnostic, but leaning towards the idea that that there's no conclusive evidence. I mean, we don't have an alien being in possession, at least that we know of. We don't have a ship in possession, at least that we know of. And so,
yep. And is he talking about Elon saying this?
Yeah, this is all notes from Elon speaking.
Is Elon part of anything that has to do with a government? Does he have a?
He's like anti government.
Okay, so they're like
he's heavy behind the rise in crypto and has talked a lot about the legitimacy of crypto as a platform for decentralization. And so
when the moment the question was asked about Bitcoin, I went to my Coinbase because who knows what he's going to say. And he prefaced by saying, I have to be careful what I say here because some of these things can really affect the market.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
As, soon as the question was asked about Bitcoin, I bought two Bitcoins, 70K, like that.
And really? It didn't have any significant. It went down.
It went. Right? I think it went up like 600 at the moment. There were some other people thinking what I thought, but he said he believes in it. Right? Yep. He said views on Bitcoin. I should have bought Bitcoin 8 years ago. I'm late to the party. I'm a supporter of Bitcoin. It's on the verge of wide acceptance by the financial world.
This one that didn't surprise me much, but I guess the way that he stated it, those who control memes control the universe. Memes are complex forms of communication. Pictures say 1,000 words. Memes probably say 10,000.
Wow.
He has a meme dealer.
A kick-ass
meme dealer.
This guy's
a very, like, you can't really put a, like, a finger on it. He's just everywhere, huh? Yeah. His mind is everywhere.
Yeah. And he talked, and I heard him talking a little bit about that as well, about time management, about not having time, about going meeting to meeting to meeting. And also, even it was interesting listening to him actually state some of his weaknesses in that respect as to how hard it is to context switch. He was using this term. I think it was context switching between sending a man to Mars, making a pig feel a tick sent from a cell phone, and producing a car with a sustainable battery for the masses. like imagine going from your 12 o'clock sitting in a room with astronauts that are like, yo, like, when am I going to the red planet? And you, the next meeting is with like some like livestock broker who's like, yo, I can get you 46,000 pigs at a really affordable. Like this dude is this dude will go down. And there's a lot of Elon Musk naysayers out there. And I don't know how the fuck it's possible. This dude will go down as one of the brightest minds in the history of the world.
He has to be shrooming.
No, he does. Oh, yeah. No, he is.
Yeah.
He has to, bro. He absolutely is.
For you to go from pigs to astronauts, like you said, and not be intoxicated is like your brain would hurt.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They've actually graduated. Yeah. Monkeys. We have the best monkey facility and are keen to get them to play some games with their mind. Early applications could be for people with brain injury before it becomes available to all.
And then this
Neuralink.
And then this next one.
He said it's a Fitbit for your skull. Cool, man. Sounds good. What's the worst that could happen?
Controlling everybody to do stuff?
Ooh, yeah, I don't fucking know.
I fixed my dyslexia, but my hand, it just keeps going.
Oh my God.
I can read a book though. Somebody fucking help me here.
Dude, I went way too hard on that joke. My head hurts.
Yeah, you
so
were really fast. Getting yourself there. Brand shout outs to both YouTube and Reddit, which was really interesting. Most of my kids' education is from YouTube and Reddit. The thing is, too, is like, it's really interesting to see someone in Elon's, or I guess my also age bracket, give such a level of respect to alternative methods of education and memes and Bitcoin. Like, I think he's the guy that basically looks at this massive introduction of new technologies and new shit that Gen Z has given us and been like, yo, that's one. Yeah. Everything else, throw it the fuck, like, or not maybe throw it away, but like, these are the ones I'm sure of. Online, you know, platforms
he's
as an
a,
education.
He's a tastemaker, A.
Yeah.
And then B, he's able to identify good taste.
Curator, almost.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Maybe which is a talent in itself. Multi-talented
it
human.
I bet you he has such sick fucking playlists on Spotify.
Oh, my God.
I guarantee you. And maybe they're public. I don't even know. Like, Elon, if you have a playlist on Spotify, like, send it to Logan. I know you guys talk a lot.
Yeah.
You've never talked to him, ever. I see him that one time at BOA, which was odd to me.
I passed him underground at a UFC fight. Do you know how tall he is?
I would assume it would be hard to tell while you're in under the ground. Why were you underground?
7 foot one.
Got it. No, he's not.
6 foot.
No, he's 6 foot.
Six, looked like 6'5". And wearing a, what's those, that long coat that you wore?
Trench coat?
Yeah, but it was like stylish. And so he just looked huge.
he's like the one you have, but stylish.
Just a big personality, yeah.
Said, this one was really, really interesting to me. Probably the most interesting of the things. He said, why doesn't the world have more Elon Musk? I feel a strong compulsion to do things I do. It's very painful and not sure why. Not sure many people feel like doing it. Most people who want to be like me don't do it. Don't do a startup if you need encouraging. Don't do a startup if you need encouraging words. It comes from deep compulsion. People ask me all the time, where do you find the motivation? Where do you find the drive, the desire? You know, what would make me want to do the things that so-and-so have done? He's basically saying, yo, like, that's the kind of thing that you're born with. It's the kind of thing that you are born with to create business. Now, everybody's born with something different. If you're not a startup person and you're asking startup people, yo, how do I get motivated to do a startup? You're not a startup person is what he's saying. It's a very, very deep compulsion that exists inside of you to want to wake up in the morning and devote yourself wholly to one or two or three or five, in his case, projects over everything else in life, over girlfriends, over partying, over, you know, family, over your pets, over everything else, to devote yourself 24 hours a day, 4 a.m. rolls around, you're sleeping on the couch at SpaceX. That's a compulsion. You can't teach that shit.
Yeah.
It's not available for education. Very interesting.
It's hard to pinpoint where that comes from. I'm sure one day there'll be a gene discovered where it's like a compulsion-based gene that drives successful people. But for now, yeah, I think what he's saying is...
isn't it like a deep, it's just a deep focus on what you want to get
but
done.
Where does that focus come from and why? Is it learned?
I think it's just a moment in your life that you're like, oh, that moment where he probably looked up into the stars and was like, I doubt it.
At age what? I think it was like 12, Elon Musk was like coding and selling multi or $1,000 programs.
Leading straight.
I mean, well, him being a genius is obviously...
That's what I'm saying. It's all part of it, I think.
I thought you were talking about the drive of wanting to get something done.
I was just going to say, I think that there's probably a number of factors that continue to grow that compulsion over time. And so being an extremely type A personality that is driven towards goal setting from an early age, applying his genius, his creative, you know, mind, his ability to dream, his ability to network. Like, once you start to, I think you always talk about this momentum being the biggest driving force in the world.
Yeah.
And I think as you grow and excel in a certain vertical, every single factor that you learn about yourself that's really positive just adds to that rocket fuel. Like, along the way, you found out that you're really, really good at networking. Then you found out you're really good at making deals. And every single one of those just adds fuel to the fire. He has already achieved all 100 factors necessary to be a successful startup person. And so now he's on the way to Mars, quite literally and metaphorically and figuratively and all the other.
Would you guys be shocked if, like, one day, like 20, 30 years from now, that, like, it got caught that he's like a fake genius, that all these companies bought him and his look and how he, like,
not a robot, but like they paid him to be like,
hey,
this.
Man, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, would you be like shocked
that he was like a poster boy for other, or not a poster boy, but like a puppet for,
like, think about it. Back in the day, we had like pop stars that weren't actually pop stars. They would fake
industry plants.
Yeah. Industry plants. But
Elon Musk is an industry plant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you be like, whoa, or would you be like, dude, that makes so much sense.
Fuck off.
Hey, wait a second. I like this game. This is a fun game, especially for this setting. Hey, you could ask the question.
Everybody tune into SNL. Fuck Logan Paul.
Michael Che and Colin Jost's Weekend Update took shots at Logan Paul this past weekend on SNL. Here to talk about it, Logan Paul.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pretty rough stuff, Logan. What'd you think of it?
Yeah, I saw the little clip. I thought it was a little fucked up. I don't know why they went after me. I think you guys got the wrong Paul.
Did you actually see the episode, Logan?
I didn't. No, I didn't. My 70-year-old geriatric neighbor texted me, said she saw me on SNL. That's how I knew it was bad. After all, the retirement community are the only people who still watch that show.
I actually like that particular program.
Point proven. You and Colin Jost actually have a lot in common. You're both dating women way out of your league. SNL, I gotta ask, what's worse? Being irrelevant or being replaced by the For You page on TikTok?
Thank you so much, Logan Paul.
Yep, thank you.
All right, are we done with the terrible jokes of the laugh track? Can we get back to our actual show where people watch that are our age?
The audience thought that was quite funny, actually.
Nope, that was a fake laugh track. Nobody was laughing, actually. It was quite dead silent. It was dead, dead silent. Probably because you guys asked us not to say anything or do anything so you could add this bullshit laughing to the background of it. Doesn't help the jokes. It doesn't help the jokes at all.
Tell that to the live audience that's watching the show right now.
Not the live audience. We got just the employees that are working right now. They're all getting paid, and not one of them left.
Well, they're not laughing now. They're actually booing you.
No one's booing me.
Oh yeah,
that's
no, yeah.
Again, it's a soundtrack.
No, no, it's not.
It's made up. It's Fugazi Fugazi.
I've been here for 250 episodes. How about you?
You look like you've been here for 268,000 years, so I believe it.
I believe this is the first time talking about it. Jake Paul, Ben Askren.
Makes me giggle.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I think Jake's going to be.
All right, well, hold on. Let's
easy.
But also, go ahead.
He's a wrestler. I think in an overall fight, I wouldn't have my money on Jake.
Like MMA? Maybe.
I'm just saying if it was like they saw each other in front of Buffalo Wild Wings and there was no more hot sauce, they get into it.
Sure.
And I put my money on Ben. But in a boxing match, I was looking up like striking stuff from Ben and I wasn't really impressed.
Ben Askren.
Oh my God. I thought you guys were talking about Ben Affleck.
You go.
I have a whole bunch of context here that I'll offer. Rogan covered it the other day. Had a conversation. I don't even know who the fuck he was talking to about it.
Ben Askren, world-class wrestler.
Olympic wrestler.
One of the best in the world.
At wrestling.
Yep.
Not a striker. Not a striker.
You don't say.
Not a striker.
This is the dude who got knocked out by Jorge Masvidal in 6 seconds. Oh, no.
But I need to know.
I don't know. I don't care what you need to know.
He is called Ben Askren with the iron chin. Now, he did have one bad fuck up, and he got hit by a flying knee from Masvidal, which is never going to happen in a boxing match, I don't think, unless Jake is practicing being Liu Kang from fucking Mortal Kombat.
He was playing around with Masvidal.
But otherwise, and Masvidal being the BMF, the leader of being a bad motherfucker. Supposedly, other than that, Ben has quite the chin, bro. He can take shots.
I was at his first fight in the UFC, and I was very excited.
I was with you.
Yep.
You lost $30,000 on fucking Tyron.
Yeah.
And he got fucking dropped on his head.
Got rocked.
On his head.
But then guess what he did?
He got up and finished the fucking fight.
And grabbed Robbie Lawler in some weird headlock and just squeezed for dear life. And the dude tapped out and Ben won. And I was
Can you pull the slam up? It is so nasty.
He got rocked.
Dropped, pile driven.
I was excited to watch him get into the UFC because he's got an interesting look. He's kind of the underdog. He's funny looking and funny when he speaks. He's just like, he's an entertainer. You know, I was ready. And then, damn, he was getting the shit kicked out of him. He got dropped. And then pulled a win out of his ass for his first win in the UFC and then just has been riddled with losses ever since. And I don't know if he's still signed with the UFC. The Masvidal one was bad. Obviously, that was bad.
UFC also has a pass in Bellator, but that was honestly one of the more exciting fights of that night. Probably the most exciting fight of that night. Yeah. And what we've seen from him so far leading in this Jake fight is more of that kind of showmanship. He unveiled this punching bag with Jake's face after the fall. The first thing I'm trying to understand this striking from Askren. When I watch these videos of him punching, have you ever gotten into a fight against a apparition or a monster in your dream before? And when you throw punches, they go so slow, super slow. And you can't make contact with the being, no matter what happens. Every fucking
dream,
time.
Are you on drugs?
Both. But you know, you throw those overhand punches, you can't. And I watch Askren punching and I can't understand, is he doing this as a joke? And obviously when he does it in the ring, it's a different story, but I don't understand. Explain to me what is happening with this striking. Not jokingly, please try to make it me seriously understand this.
He comes from a wrestling background.
Right.
He's a wrestler.
Got it.
Not saying wrestlers aren't athletes, but striking is a different type of athleticism. Nate Robinson learned that real quick.
Yep.
Granted, he's been doing it for some time now, but do we know how long he's been fighting professionally? I don't. So Jake's been boxing for 3 years now, like every day. Like the kid is super hungry, wants it more than anything in his life. And I think a spoke might have been stuck in Ben's wheels after the Masvidal fight. Like honestly, like that was embarrassing. And Jake is going to chew on that bone all the press conferences.
The only thing that wasn't embarrassing about it was that it was Masvidal that did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was some unknown, bro, like, dude, a fucking monster went in the ring.
I don't know what you're doing, bro. You can't spin it, dude.
No, it sucked. But also at the same time, like, in fights, shit happens, bro. Like, you know this better than anyone. In fights, shit happens. You can't plan around it. And you surely cannot judge an entire man's career based on one flying knee to the
face. You can if
in
before
no way,
the fight,
no
the
way.
Man swore that he was going to win and talked shit for ages about Masvidal, about his character, about his family, about his religion.
Question for you.
It's wild.
Do you know anybody else in the world?
Yeah.
Who talked endlessly about a man's character, their performance, their capabilities, and then showed up in the ring and didn't get the job done?
Not in 6 seconds.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying it's happened.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
I lost, right?
On a technicality. All right, fair enough.
Okay, I didn't get knocked out in 6 seconds.
I love you, but I'm just saying, like, that's part of the showmanship, and then sometimes it just doesn't go the way.
Back it up a little bit.
Right.
I don't think anyone's like, oh, you got your fucking ass kicked. Like, no, bro, it was a good fight. It was good showmanship, good sports.
Great
good
fucking
sports.
Fight.
Great sports.
Quick maths, great sport, great. But, so we know he has a chin. The big thing is, a lot of people are saying that there's no shot that it will end in knockout. For a Jake Paul, not no shot, but definitely less likely because he's been punched many, many times before and has not gone down to that type of action. The question I think for this fight comes down to stamina. Ben being a professional Olympic athlete definitely has a pretty large stamina.
One would presume.
Step. Do you think?
One would presume. Yeah.
And this is an eight rounder.
More than Jake's last. Six rounder,
which was really a
quick match.
Two rounder, you know what I'm saying? It's like
I don't think it's gonna last eight rounds, though.
It might.
You think
Ben's got an iron ass chin?
Ooh, I'm gonna call round three. We should all call a round.
Yeah, but round three on what though?
I say a knockout. I don't know who Jake. I don't know who, but Jake. I think he's gonna knock him out in the third round.
I just don't. My question once again back to you, and I really just need to understand this is how. How does Ben have a chance with those punches? I'm sorry. Like, can you explain to me why it looks like that? Like,
did you show us something?
Yeah, just put. Can you pull up a video of any sort to show? It's on his Instagram. It's on his Instagram. Just because, like, okay, so back when I used to babysit and caretake my grandfather,
don't do it.
He was not. He was 90. This is not talking shit about Ben.
I
maybe
hope you don't
is.
Ever bump into him. By
no,
the
no,
way.
No, 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 no. I'm not. Because listen to me.
What do you mean, bro? Mike bumps into Ben Askren and he falls to the ground. He's tiny. He's a little guy.
Oh, how tall is he?
He's 5'11", I believe.
No chance.
Yeah, he is. I think he's 5'10" or 5'11". And Jake's 6'1".
He's 5'11"?
Yo, what is he? Looks so small. I don't know, but
what?
But hold on. Can you please pull up the punching? Because I just want to understand it, dude. Like, I don't fucking.
No, that's not his real punches.
No, that's what I'm asking you, dude. Little hands. Can you pull up one other video too, as well? Just not just that one, because that one.
No, that's not. He's joking around. That's not his punches.
Here's him pulling on ropes.
Nah, maybe not that one either. There's definitely one of him like sparring, or just like messing around throwing combos, and it's just there's some Dogecoin charts.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
see.
Know.
We'll see.
Whatever. I thought someone and obviously once again back to it, Olympic, contender, championship wrestler. Like the dude has the background of fighting, and so I want to say this also in closing and from my end. I gave Jake a ton of shit on all three fighters, on Deji, Gibb, and who's the last one? Nate Robinson, the slam dunk champion. In all honesty, no matter how he punches, no matter how he strikes, Jake Paul knocks this dude out. I do not come back that following Monday and talk shit about the fight. I can't do it. I really can't do it. I thoroughly believe no matter how bad of a striker he is or if he's old or out of the sport or took a flying knee to the face, this dude's a fucking fighter. A literal fighter that has taken shots to the head round after round and kept fucking trucking. We saw him get pile drive to China.
I saw it.
And get back up and choke the dude out. If Jake Paul knocks this dude out, I will no longer be able to say anything detracting from Jake Paul as a boxer.
It's a big fight. Good for Jake for taking it.
I like his hair.
Could be dangerous or could excel his career into the path of glory. We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. Guys, you looking to last longer? Go a few extra rounds. You want to be confident in bed every time that it's time for sex? Get to BlueChew.com. They give you the first ever chewable that brings your performance in the bedroom to another level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. They're chewable. They can work faster. You take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And they're cheaper than the other two. So it's a no-brainer. Basically, if you do like sex, most of us do, you?
Absolutely.
Go to BlueChew.com. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in line at the pharmacy. The online physician consult is free. And once you are approved, your order ships straight to your door in discreet packaging. I got a great deal for you guys. Go to BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code Logan. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code Logan. Back to the program. Speaking of glory, first time I'm officially saying it, I guess, on a platform as grand as this one. The Floyd Mayweather fight is pushed. You may have heard the rumblings. Which I am actually completely okay with. We knew it was going to be pushed for a minute now. COVID, some business complications is what I can say. Fight's still happening. So easy with the rumors that there's no interest. I do feel the need to say that this fight broke every single combat sports record for pre-sale pay-per-view numbers. Shattered.
Let's go.
So like I don't want to get the narrative twisted. Because we had a leak inside our camp. It was kind of annoying about the fight being postponed. Then everyone made up their own reasons why they thought that was happening. I just want to say, A, COVID, we want to have a packed arena somewhere that both Floyd and I want to do. And then B, just the business side of things. We have to iron him out. He's got a lot of people on his team. Al Haymon got involved. If you know boxing, you know what that means for getting an actual deal done and figuring out a venue.
If you don't know boxing, that means God got involved, basically. It's the equivalent of, sorry, George.
If you don't know the Bible, that's blasphemy.
God of the boxing, God of the metaphorical boxing realm, not Jesus Christ.
I love how you guys get so offended about it.
I've said it and I was like, oh, he's going to be pissed.
No, I don't mind it. I need, obviously, as much practice, training, sparring under my belt that I can get against this guy. And I really do believe that every day that goes by, you know, I get 1 to 2% better and he gets 1 to 2 days older.
He is becoming quite the roller skater. Like, and I mean,
loves
one
it.
Of the best roller skaters. Loves I'm it. Not kidding, dude.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen some videos that Logan's been showing me.
Oh, it's mine,
bro. It is fucking crazy.
Wait, can you show any of that on the show?
I might post it on my Instagram.
Just show it right here. I'll send it back.
The right
to
hand's
now.
Ready, baby. That's all I gotta say.
I just want
right
to be. I want to be careful because part of
don't show Mayweather what you got going.
No, don't show Mayweather, but show the audience.
You don't think he's gonna be on here going like this, smoking a Cuban with 1,000 girls around
smoking
him,
smoking a Zaza. Dude, listen to me for a second. The man only roller skates. He doesn't watch online videos. He roller skates, counts large sums of money, and fucks bitches. That's it, dude.
That's
it. Those are
I
his
feel
three.
Like that's every guy's dream. Right?
Well, the roller skating's the one that always got me
excited.
He loves his roller skating. I like that he roller skates. I think it's cool.
Come skate with me. We could go skating with him.
Yo,
we should go.
Yo, can we do this?
Oh my God.
We have
to show up at his fucking skate.
Oh my God, we're going.
Oh my God. We would have to bring so much security.
Hey, that's wild. You think he makes his security team skate around him? These motherfuckers are huge. One is called the Great Wall.
Yeah,
he's like 8 feet tall, 450.
So how the fuck are we gonna rollerblade with him?
Well, we just want a roller skate. I don't want a problem with fucking Floyd Money Mayweather. You'd have to be a fucking moron to fight that guy.
Wait, click it again for the address.
4680. That's in Vegas.
Boulder Highway. Dude, I love it. Yeah, he opened up a roller skate arena rink.
What about the strip club promos? They're all gone.
No, I think
he posts
still
5 to 10 a day. Yeah, I think he deletes them after.
Is he owning like Vegas now? Is he trying to buy everything in Vegas?
I think he's been doing that.
Yeah. Yo, how did he go from like the strip club?
A $45,000 drive?
$45,000 drive?
Well, we can hop on a flight. They have those.
You're well trained.
Yeah.
You're lethal.
Sure.
What do you...
CJ. Hey, CJ, come out here, man.
Why don't you come on?
Come on. Sit on my lap. Y'all got a mic going on.
You got a BTS version of fucking Paul Soup? What is there, a different show going on? The fuck's going on over here?
That was the most I ever heard CJ talk ever.
It was everybody, the whole audience. The whole audience. audience got involved for a second. Guys, by the way, thank you everyone that came out today and appreciate you guys social distancing 6 feet from each other. 1,200 people out of nowhere fill in the audience today to watch the Impulsive Show.
Are you still doing these shitty SNL jokes?
Shut your mouth.
I will come over there.
Well-trained, lethal, no fight. Postponed fight.
Yeah, Mike thinks it. Mike goes fully, like, privately. He's like, man, it sucks that Floyd isn't happening. I'm like, you fucking moron.
I didn't
say
that.
You live
that
with me. You know very well it's happening. Just because the date is pushed doesn't mean it's not happening.
What I was getting.
I think
he's jealous. I don't have headphones on, but I heard jealous.
I think he wants to fight Floyd.
Yeah, right?
What I was going to ask you was, could you potentially see something else filling that downtime between now and whenever the Floyd fight does happen? Potentially another
YouTube videos? I don't know.
No, no.
How much downtime there is. So I don't know.
Not even like, because mad.
I see what you're doing.
Okay.
I see what you're doing. All right. Listen, I am fucking ready to fight anytime, anywhere. I'm just going to keep training, keep sparring. If some motherfucker wants to come and present a contract for me, I'm there.
I mean, to an extent, like what if it's, you know, somebody with a past record of killing people.
I see what you're doing. That's confidential information.
Oh, are you guys talking about?
No, shut up,
your mouth. I hate this side of the table. Can we switch?
Well, you also have to like live here 24/7 to understand all of it. Like,
I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you're here for a good. You are here. Good for, here for a good hour a day. That's true.
I got one.
Yeah.
I'll say it. In a nice little gift wrap package so everyone can understand.
Nice.
Ladies, do not give your mans false promises in the form of sexual favors.
The fuck you got going on over here?
Listen to me. I was in bed with me ladies sparring tomorrow morning. I'm tired.
Sorry, did you just give a plural? What did you just say? You were in bed with what?
Me ladies.
That's plural.
No, it's how pirates say lady. Me ladies.
I feel like no matter if
did
it's a pirate.
Did you say pirate or Irish?
I was in bed with me woman. Okay?
Are you McGregor or a pirate?
What the fuck is happening?
Or a leprechaun?
Listen, I'm chilling in bed. I'm tired. I got sparring in the morning. I'm out, dude. She's watching TV, doing something. Definitely wasn't doing nothing. And I'm sitting there. She's like, babe, I'm going to order pizza. No problem. You hungry? You late night snacks? I guess. She's a little high. She wants late night snack. Pizza comes. Delivery man outside. She gets a notification. Turns to me. Granted, I'm sleeping. Yo, leave me alone. Don't touch me. Don't breathe. Don't. I'm out. Poke, right?
No.
Yeah. She goes, babe. Immediately, I knew she was going to ask me to get the pizza. And so I'm like, how am I going to weasel out of this? Normally, I always do it, but like, I'm clocked out. She's not doing anything. She's watching TV. Like, she can go get it, right? She goes, babe, sure enough, will you go get the pizza? I bet, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to, whatever. Babe, please. I really don't want to. Went back and forth for a couple minutes. Finally, she goes, I'll suck your wiener.
Did she say your wiener?
She did say wiener. And that's how I knew this whole thing was a facade. Because she said wiener. She goes, I'll suck your wiener. Now I'm listening.
Yeah.
What did you say, wiener? And so,
wait, my wiener?
And so yo, I outlined the deal points. I had an LOI, a letter of intent, an MOU. They got a signature. I didn't get the signature.
Wait, did you
I said,
because you've done this before in the past.
I'll go down, get the pizza. You give me a wiener.
Schnitzel. Yeah.
Right? She's like, yeah, for sure, whatever. I go down, I get the pizza, groggy, like in my boxers. I have to make this weird, like awkward exchange with the poor pizza person. Come upstairs. I'm ready for the beach. It's what we agreed on. Give her the pizza, let her finish. Sitting up now, like.
Well, you waited for her to finish eating the pizza.
Yeah, whatever you want, babe.
So you went from being super tired to like wide awake, just waiting for.
Let me stop you before you finish the statement, because first of all, I already know where it's going. So maybe I could just let you finish, but I already know what's about to go.
It's a painted picture.
Go.
No one let me finish that night because I didn't get the beach that I was promised in exchange. And yo, I got angry, like. I literally was like, yo, you just fucking lied to me. You used my dick against me. You used my manhood, my testosterone, my libido, my horniness against me. And it was fucked up.
because I took the bait like a fucking simp. And she thought it was preposterous that I was expecting it to her to actually follow through.
That's ridiculous.
I go, yo, I sat there for 10 minutes. I outlined deal points with you, woman. She goes, it's late. Like, I just had pizza. I go, no, you had pizza. I got the pizza for you.
You just said it. This is why I was about to cut you off. You made a fatal, fatal, fatal fucking error.
You gave her
I lost my leverage.
You let her eat. No, not even
you
that.
Let her eat first.
You had her eat food before sexual intercourse.
Especially pizza.
Girls do not want to get freaky when they start to fill out. They want to put the PJs on. They want to cocoon up and they want to be cuddled. Okay? Not to mention... time also passed. So you lost the leverage, you made her fat, and you passed all the time. If she's in a horny state or you're in a horny state, that needs to be capitalized upon. Once pizza gets involved, she's eating. What do you want to do after you eat pizza? Show off your six-pack abs? Probably fucking not,
dude. What if I promise to show off my six-pack abs? What, does it not mean anything to you, Mark?
Well, I mean,
a promise?
If it was a promise that I'd made to you or you had made to me, I would be a different story.
Well, that means something to me.
I mean,
and my wiener.
Did you go to bed that night and you put the covers and you hit your pillow? You're like, first Mayweather, now this bitch.
Yeah.
Pushing back everything they promised me.
I didn't cuddle. No, I didn't cuddle with her. I was upset.
Back to back. Back to back.
In your sheets.
Back to back.
No, not back to back. Like spread out opposite ends of the bed. She goes, you're really going to. I go, yo, I feel betrayed.
Just so I know who it was. Can you tell me the name? I woke up in my slum.
You know who it is.
I think I know who it is.
Of course you know who it is. Who else would I have an intimate exchange like this that I've been with recently? No. No. Yeah.
Really? Wait, what? Yes. When was that?
When did this happen?
Well, during the whole, you know, like love.
Oh, was it recent?
What?
Was it recent?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was so out of character and it hurt me.
Now I understand. You're a fucking idiot.
Why?
How would you not see that coming? Mike, do you agree with me here?
I mean, I obviously play in the same toxic sludge that he does. So it's like, I know what those fucking, I've been there.
I didn't get like angry, but I was definitely like peeved is the word I'll use. And then I got peeved at myself for getting peeved. I'm like, yo, I'm not even that horny of a person, but my hopes were raised, right? My expectations were high.
Yeah.
And I got no follow through. No delivery. Listen.
What was the valuation of the beige stock that night? Had you already fornicated?
No.
Well, why the fuck were you gripping pipes at that point anyways? I mean, you should have already released the dragon 40 times.
I was tired.
Point.
I'm telling you, I'm tired.
So now I feel a little bit less mad at her.
Why?
Because if you're not showing up to the fucking ball game, you're tired as you go onto the pitcher's mound. You can't expect her to just catch ready to.
Bro, what's better than a good old fashioned beige when you're exhausted?
You don't gotta tell me. I'm a four to seven beige per week kind of guy. If not more than that, I'd prefer a beige. I'd prefer a beige a day
to completion.
100%.
Wow.
Because listen, there's two types of beiges. Most, if not, you know, a large majority of beiges are used as a lubrication / readying device for intercourse, sure. Right? Like, it's like, yo, let's fuck around and have this thing happen. But there's just something about a full-on beige.
Full-on.
Especially when you're sitting in a nice seating arrangement, whether it be a recliner, a toilet, if you're extra risky.
Go get a blump.
A blump. Or it's just something about that, I'm not going to do anything, and you are
so
going...
So why are you switching sides?
I'm not.
You're
just feel
articulating
like
my exact thoughts.
I just feel like, you know, you had.
Way to go.
No. So listen, I got peeved. I got peeved at myself for getting peeved.
Just so everybody knows, Danny left.
I wonder why.
Well,
come on.
We usually tell our ear muffs. Well, we thought we were hiding. Well, what's a beige?
Come on.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Both of you guys are wrong. One, you should know Logan by now, and it's not the blowjob that got him mad. It's setting him up for something good and then not delivering on it. Go. Like maybe a shrimp.
Funny, George. Look, the audience is really going crazy over that one.
Would you stop fucking putting boo tracks over everything I fucking
said?
There
was none in there. That was a natural reaction. I'm gonna try to get this thought out.
Yeah.
I got angry at myself. And I came to the conclusion that sometimes I wish I didn't have a penis.
That is 100% surgically repairable in this day and age.
It's only sometimes, but I noticed that, A, it's distracting. Like, this motherfucker has a mind of its own.
He does. I'll be sitting there. Then I don't know where. Yo, let's fuck.
Hormone monster.
Dog, I'm at the gas station, bro.
I'm in class.
I'm studying. It's a biological joke. What girl is like, oh, that's hot.
There's a lot of girls.
No, dude. It's just hanging there. Doing what?
Like, no, yeah, right.
It was designed as a joke.
No, it wasn't.
It's weird. And then you got those little things, the balls hanging beneath it. It's fucking weird.
I think it's awesome. I think it's in.
Of course you do.
I
think you love dick.
No, I just think it's in the shape of a.
It gets in the way.
It's in the shape of a weapon, dude. Remember those, like, what were they called? The mace? The fucking spiked ball that you could smash someone in the face with? Like, just, it's a cool ass fucking. It's like a broadsword with two maces at the bottom.
Not when it's flaccid.
Then it's.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
No, then it's like.
Well, who are you showing when it's flaccid?
Your doctor.
Me women's?
Me ladies. Prepare yourself, man.
Can I?
Sure, Mike.
Stop. Talk to your women's? I feel like you're the type of guy that would have an accent right before they have sex.
Oh, here we go to fornicate.
Hey, can I ask you guys something? What's the deal when a guy comes? Why the fuck did they just lose interest immediately?
It's the play of the man.
What is this?
Not the same case with women.
I remember when I was like single, and as soon as I was there, I was like, this is great. And then release, and I was like, why am I here?
Are you like that with your girlfriend?
Huh?
Are you like that with your girlfriend?
That's how I kept her, because no.
Bingo.
As soon as I was like, I was like, oh, high five, I still want you here. Oh, you jumped around the bed. Hey. Like, I still want you here.
Telltale sign that this is the right girl. Yeah. I swear to God.
Yes, that's
wild.
I feel bad for every girl that's ever hooked up with me and watches this. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Why didn't he do that with me? It's a moment of clarity, George. Yeah. It's what comes after you come, dude. You stand in the mirror and you look at yourself.
Ah.
Fuck. Fuck. Dude, there was a point in my life where I'd gotten so used to a two-motion splooge that I got so good at finishing and my hand immediately opened the Uber app. I would finish, Uber app. Uber's outside to the girl, like every fucking time. Come Uber app. And I had to break that fucking habit.
I've always been.
Would you rather? This is the question. The question
is wild.
The question I meant to ask you, and I want to ask you, would you rather finish from. Oh, Danny's back. Full on hanky panky?
Earmuffs.
Or oral hanky panky? Like, which. And I already know the answer for you. Yeah, so does Annie have earmuffs? Oh, she has them on. Would you rather come from raw dogging and like finish an actual inside spoogey booge, or would you rather blow a chick's head off?
It's circumstantial. It really is.
For some people, I think it's vastly answerable. Like for me, my explosion from a beige is like 50 times greater than sex. I don't know why. It's very strange. Like for some reason, like I become that guy that you see in adult videos when I get head, where I actually like go through the motions and like get super into it. Like I get very excited.
I got a question for you.
Sure. Well, why don't you answer the question I just asked? Do you have a preference?
I don't want to answer that just because
I don't like any of this.
Wait, sorry. What the fuck? We're talking about dicks, balls, and having sex with people, and you're talking about exchanging it for food. At what point am I fucking overboard?
The splooge. That's where I'm like,
it's after Mike. Come on.
Okay, forget the splooge.
I don't know, man.
Would you guys rather have sex or get head? Can you answer that?
I'd rather get head.
Got it.
Which is so. Deep in the dick sand, I'm starting to feel cringe, weird.
It's cringy.
Yeah, it's cringy.
My mom watches this, Mike. Yeah. Mike, your mom watches this, Mike.
Just
Pam watches it, but she's okay with all of it.
Just for context, once again, I didn't introduce this topic.
But you're continuing
it. Yeah, so who are you going to blame? The fucking messenger or the fucking mailman?
Both.
You know what I'm saying?
Both.
Like,
if it comes to splooge, both. I get mad at both. Here's my question to you.
Don't fucking censor me.
Since we're talking about sexual activities, yeah. I no longer watch porn, but when I did watch porn, I have in the past got sucked into the fucking story. Do you guys ever like watch what's like the storyline and then you like finish and you're like, what happens here?
George.
Have you guys ever get caught in that? Just me? All right. I'm just the storyteller, man. I just want to know what the main characters were, what they got into. There's that laugh track. Nice. That was a joke.
What's wrong with this guy?
Take a hike, dude.
Or I'll see you guys.
Wait, what's wrong with
go
you?
Go for a walk.
The storyline? What?
I can't believe you just said that.
I did not take you,
Caleb. You know, actually, come on, Caleb, get in there for a sec.
I can't believe that. No one does that.
I feel like, all right. So first of all, this is Caleb. He's our camera guy, and just overall show producer. He's the guy responsible for impulsive clips, for the edits, for dealing with YouTube's bullshit when they give us trouble. I mean, what else?
Yeah.
Caleb, TikTok,
Instagram account, which you may have said. He actually films the episodes. It's everything
clips,
impulsive.
Main channel. Yeah, everything.
And here's the lesson. How did you start working here or meet me?
I actually sent Logan a random email right before my final year of college.
Cold email.
I remember I was at the bar and 2 days, 2 days before, I literally looked at my phone. I was like, oh, Logan Paul, you know, sent... I got an email from Logan Paul. I'm like, all right, this is 100% fake. And so I waited a day or something. And then, because the first email that you sent back to me was like, all right, you know, when can you start? I was like, okay, this is 100% fake.
No, right off the rip. And because I think your email was one of the most impressive, like, first off the bat emails I've gotten, because you provided examples of what you were going to do in that email.
Yeah.
And we had been looking for that position. You know how long I've been on. We need clips. Yeah, no one watches the full podcast. If you're watching the full podcast, we love
you.
But the clips are so digestible and we need clips. It's the way that this is going to go viral and really start making strides. And we needed that position.
Yeah.
And your email covered it immediately. It was great.
Yeah. Cause I sent you thumbnails of all the clips that I would make.
He's
thumbnails,
like, here's what I would have done.
Timestamps. I remember I talked about like Maverick as a company, and I was just saying like you guys are energetic, you know, you guys have a whole bunch of
Mike's my favorite. I remember the email. The thing that you did was the same thing that Judd, my stream producer on Twitch, did. He reached out with work put into the email. You put work. Yo, these are the examples. This is what I would do. This is exactly what you said. This is what the thumbnails look like. When he sent me the first email he sent me, it had animations done. Yeah. It had actual value built into the value proposition. Yo, this is what I'm going to do. And by the way, here's what that would look like.
Yeah.
Very fucking smart.
And what? I mean, I worked with you for 8 months or
Remotely, right?
Yeah, remotely until I even came out here. So I had to kind of work my way up a little bit. Yeah.
Only question we have for you today. Do you ever watch the storyline before the porn? Like, do you actually watch that part of the fucking shit, or do you fast forward it through it like normal people?
Storyline a tiny bit. Not afterward.
Okay.
Not afterward though. Oh. Like once I'm done, like it's off.
Got it.
Yeah. No, I'm not watching this through it.
Take a hike, Caleb. Thanks,
Caleb.
It hurts when they gang up.
I can't believe it. You know this girl?
Yeah.
I don't like being in the Dick Sanford's too long, but you know this girl one time was like, yo, we should watch porn together.
Yeah.
I said, all right, whatever. She had a movie theater. Super nice. So luxurious. Never done this before. All right. So we put one on and I was sitting there like kind of and we were just like watching. There wasn't really even a storyline. Just like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend hooking up in a exotic
like
place.
Amateur?
No, it was pretty
professional,
good.
Professional.
It was pretty good. We're just watching. Then, you know, we get 6 minutes in. I'm like, all right, I've just been watching like, I don't know, people fuck. Let's skip to the good part. And when I skipped ahead, she got angry with me. She got upset. I don't know. I think maybe the storyline means a little more to women. You're a woman.
Yes. No, I agree
by
with
the way,
them.
I didn't say, I think I got some type of miscommunication. I like forward to my, like when I used to watch, by the way, I don't watch anymore. But when I did, I forward. And then they did this clickbait shit on me. Where I was done and I was about to Apple Q my way out of here. But I was like, what the fuck? What are they got going on? And then they just the story continued. And then all
hold on,
I got
wait
popcorn.
A second. Stop. The story actually continues. So I have never clicked or been around after they if the guy comes over and the retailer girl. So
no, they didn't finish. Like something happened where she had to get dressed and leave. And then
shut
bro,
the fuck.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
Up.
That's why I was like, wait, hold on here. And I put it back and I was like, where's she gone? And then she got in the car and there was another guy, but then this guy was mad and it was part of the mafia. And I was like, okay,
what?
I was like, whoever wrote this shit?
What?
Okay, so now you would watch that
shit. Well, no, because George, here's the thing. You have to talk me out once again out of a habit. As soon as I finish, I have the same exact habit. tissues go in the garbage, and I immediately start crying. That's happened every single time I've jerked off since I was 13 years old. I finish, tissues trash, start crying, feeling guilt, and imagining my ancestors are watching me masturbate to hentai.
Whoa.
Horrible.
Hold on a second.
What?
That was the first thought that every 12, 13-year-old has.
Of course.
The first time that I put a blanket you're flashing me back. I was 12 in the bathroom. I think I touched my wee-wee. So for the first time, I'm like, my grandpa had just passed away. I'm like, holy shit, Grandpa Spike's watching me. How could he not be watching me? And the question remains to this day is, has he been watching me this whole time? Does he, Grandpa?
It's definitely better than Grandpa Spike watching you before he passed away.
That didn't happen.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Honestly, no. You got a
thing making farces out of my dead grandparents, and I don't like it.
Grandma Goga's.
It's better than what you Goga's said when my grandfather passed away. You remember what you said to me when
your music passed away? Your music sucks.
Nope. Worse. And you're probably going to cut this shit out. But I went and I was really sad and I stood there and he's the worst person to come to because he gets wits really uncomfortable.
Ever.
And I go, hey, man. And he goes, what's wrong with you? And I go, try not to laugh alone. I go, yeah, I just found out my grandpa died. And he goes, oh, man. Fuck your grandpa. And I was like, what? And then he goes, dude, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do here. I was like, that is the worst thing.
I was kidding. Yeah, but did it work? Did it work, George?
Bro, I did. Obviously, I'm fucking.
Yo, that's funny. It's funny.
It kind of is.
And when it happened,
dog, I know you. And you were not.
It made me smirk. I did it.
You were not sad. It was like.
That was my grandpa.
Yeah, but you weren't devastated. It wasn't. You didn't come to me in a moment of like, hey, I need a friend. It was just like, I have this news. It's not great. I'm okay. My grandpa passed away. And so I may have said a farce to make us all laugh. And then I said, I'm kidding. Hold on. Calm down. Like, it's a joke. I also obviously fucking horrible with
you. You gave me this exact look. I can play it in my head. Ready? This is it. That was the Logan Paul face after he said, hey, yo, fuck your grandpa. like, did you just come after you insulted me? You're like, hey, yo, fuck your grandpa.
Yeah, but then what happened?
Then you hugged me.
You only tell and remember the bad things. Please.
Yeah, because those are the first thing we get from you.
Dog, hey, I'm here to make my friends laugh, you know, get stories like this one. And by the way, I only said this so you could tell this story on a Pulse that I hadn't invented at that time.
Yeah, no, that I wasn't even the guest.
He's not good on the receiving end of stuff to make him feel better either. Like, I always remember when Maverick died or when Kong died or when pretty much everything else that's ever come in this house died. Because it's just a house of fucking death.
House of horrors.
House of horrors. But to be honest with you, the kid is just a fucking stoic psychopath of sorts. He has absolutely no reaction.
That's not true.
He was sad. He was really sad. He was quite sad about Kong when he got eaten by that coyote.
Takes a while to sink in. I cried, I think, 36 hours later. I timed it because I was like, oh, this is how my emotions work.
I had to report both deaths to. Which was why the entire Maverick clan, you know, had decided that I was actually the murderer. Because they were like, yo, how does Mike always have the info on these dead pets? It's pretty obvious, like, he's the one killing them.
I don't like the way you look at me after you say stuff like that.
Maybe I have an idea.
Yeah.
It's already finished, but on the adult film section, I was thinking about this. You know the show The Bachelor?
Yeah, I dated a girl from The Bachelor.
Oh, that's right. Great show. Oh, wait. You did? Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, because remember we were like, hey, never again.
Yeah.
Oh, can we beep out the name, by the way?
Oh. Good show. Great show. Yeah. Except you never see these people's sexual chemistry. And for some couples, that's a big thing, right? Sexual chemistry.
Why do you need to see it, though?
No, you don't need to see it.
Oh,
I didn't say you need to see it. Okay, I just say you don't see it.
Oh, gotcha.
It's just like, I can't be the only one who's like, yo, I wonder how they function in bed together. Like, was it steamy? Was it good? Was it shitty? It may affect how you perceive or feel about someone. I don't know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does.
It has to. So
sexual chemistry is like a bedrock for a successful relationship. I think it has to be.
It's what I'm saying. I feel the same way. You know, everyone's different.
I agree with you guys.
Yeah. So I'm always curious, but obviously they can't show it. It's a network television show. What if there was some sort of
X-rated
adult version? Film X-rated Bachelor, where it's the show as is, but like they're all willing to fuck on camera. Bachelor, something to think about. I won't do it.
Something tells me that something along those lines already exists.
Yeah, there is.
Like a porn reality show.
I would feel like Brazzers would do something like that. Is Brazzers still a thing?
That was two brand mentions.
I saw some highlights of The Bachelor recently. The show's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up.
I don't understand the concept of it. Let me give you an example of why. Girls will complain that guys are players, but they all will watch a guy line up girls and be like, I don't want to date you. You don't get a rose today. You get a rose. You get a rose today.
Yeah, that
like,
is
and
weird.
Then they're like, oh my God, I'm fighting for him. Girls, let's not stick together and find our own men, but let's all fight for the same one while fighting for what the fuck is happening.
It's fascinating. It's weird how the women come on the show and they automatically assume that they're going to be in love with the guy. Like I don't watch adamantly, but does it ever go the other way where the girls say it's The Bachelor and the girls are going for the guy and the girl gets involved and gets deeper and deeper into the show and she's like, I'm sure that happens.
Yeah.
No,
sure.
Like I'm not in love with you, dog. You're the bachelor, but I'm out. I'm out this bitch. And the cameras and the kissing multiple women and the I don't know, just such deep conversations on camera that probably should be off of camera. I guess that's the show,
bruh.
It's a little awkward sometimes.
Imagine us on a show and we're all dating a girl and then we have to be put on ice while this girl is on a date with another guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's Bachelorette, right?
What I'm saying is like, regardless of what sex you are, you're fighting for the same and you're hanging out with the people that are trying to date that person. Also, here's another thing. What happens if the main guy doesn't like any of them? Like,
does that ever happen?
They never stay together.
It's just for the show.
It's like 16%.
Right?
It's like I think a 16%, maybe even lower, like 8 to 16% success rate. There's this one season, this dude, Ari, he had silver hair. He's like a silver surfer. Couldn't even be that old. I thought that was interesting. But he got engaged to the one girl.
Yeah.
And then like 2-3 months down the line, he's like, ooh, I hate you. I feel like I wanted the other one. Sorry.
And then
sorry. So he calls his producers. He's like, I got something good. They're like, yeah. He goes, I wanted the other one. And then they set up the meeting and this poor girl walks in and it's supposed to be like a vacation. And he sits her down and in the most sociopathic way is just, hey, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm in love with Rebecca or the other girl. And you could see the producers walking around in the background and like the reflection of the mirror and they're zooming in 4K on this girl's face. Her tears are streaming down.
Dude, everyone's just watching
the heartbreak live. Do you know how many people are in the room during these conversations? I would guess probably 20 to 30. Crew. Cameras. Big lights. A slate. Could you hold that second? Rolling one, Rebecca's heartbreak.
Reset, reset, reset. The tears are rolling. Go, 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 go. Fuck the lights.
Wild.
Just go.
It's wild. But I'm so entertained. I'll continue watching.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm in.
They get you. Because the girl sat there and she's like, just watch an episode. Like, no, fuck this show. Fuck, what happened?
What's going on?
Okay, let's watch the next episode. Let's watch that. But dude, there's other ones that like Bride to Be or like, there's episodes, there's TV shows now where like you will be married at the end of the
But those are all just children's games now. The big ones are the ones, Dylan, you probably know about this. Marriage at First Sight. No, Marriage at First.
That's
Marriage at First Sight.
Bro,
like you meet and you meet and you get married, right?
The Middle East did that. Everybody's talking shit about it.
And then what's the other one? 90 Day Fiancé? 90 Day Fiancé. That's the one with my guy, Big Ed, right? That puts mayonnaise in his hair.
Yeah.
See, those shows are starting to produce the real winners. Those are the real fucking shows. Those took it up a notch. They're like, yo, you don't even get to know the person. You just have to marry. And I know it's not funny where you come from in Pangea, but
in Pangea,
it's 11%. It's 11% of the Bachelor success rate.
I think they should create one for mentally ill people, and I would go on that one.
They do.
Love on the Spectrum. I saw that fucking show with the autistic people.
No, that's
yes. Okay, did we talk about this on the show?
You did.
This show is fucked, bro. They put two very autistic people together in the same fucking room
where they are on the spectrum is different.
Yeah, so what will happen is they'll link up people that are in similar areas of the spectrum, right? Sometimes a little bit differing, but like, dude, like it is.
They're not making
fun. They're not making fun.
If you were on a date, it's exactly what you would want to say. And they just say it.
Yes, that's what it is. So ready for this, George. You know how you find a way to beat around the bush to find out what a girl likes?
Yeah.
They always say the same thing. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about your hobbies and interests? Then the other one says, well, my hobbies and interests are A, B, and C. What are your hobbies and interests? They're very, very rooted in what they have been taught a date should go like. Okay. And they do not differ from that path at any fucking point. At the end of the date, they say the same thing. They're like, do you think that it would be okay if I were to get your cell phone number so that we can contact each other for another date in the future? Like,
I got pretty into it. Do you think they're telling them what to say
or is this organic?
No, it's their parents. So they generally are coming from, some of them live independently, but some of them come from a house where they live with their parents.
Oh, I'm cool with this.
But also, you have this like slightly dirty feeling when you watch it. Like you're like, this seems okay because I know a lot of people are watching this, but at the same time, it feels like I shouldn't be enjoying this.
I felt that for a second when I first started watching it. And then as I continued to watch how the show was made and produced, I did start to feel better about the intention of the show because I really do believe it was an education thing.
Yeah.
And for me, I enjoyed seeing someone's life who I didn't really know much about the spectrum or the autistic community, and it just shined a light on the things and challenges they go through, you know. And
I mean,
that's what their intent was. Well, not just to create entertainment, it was a little bit of both, and I think they did a good job
of like balancing. And I agree with you. And also on top of that, not only did they educate the audience, but they also created connections between people that may have not found each other in the autistic community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we hooked A and B up, and now they, you know, have fallen in love. Yep. But it's just very interesting. You should watch it.
You know what show brings me to tears every time? Undercover Bosses. I'm saying it. If you haven't watched it,
great episode. I'm gonna do that for my vlog one day.
You do what? Just with us?
Yeah. He's gonna get dressed up and like be the new manager of the team that just comes in and starts firing people.
Would y'all recognize me?
Yeah.
Not if you were dressed up as Clyde Daniels.
Clyde Daniels reporting live here on the campus of UCLA. Who do you think is gonna win? Floyd Mayweather? Logan Paul?
He
needs to come back.
Come back.
I'm about to get a phone call.
Right now.
From Rob Gronkowski, who is, I believe, at this particular moment in time, coming on the podcast this Thursday. Right before the Super Bowl. Six Super Bowls, this guy. He can't stop. He probably won't stop even. Six Super Bowls. Went with Tom Brady.
A big Super Bowl preview show. Or sorry, you can't say Super Bowl. The big game. The big
I can't.
Game. No.
You can't use Super Bowl?
You can't even say that.
Two things.
Can you re-rhyme it with something?
Pooper roll. You could say pooper roll. Super Bowl, Olympics. If you ever worked on the brand side, you've ever had a career in corporate, those are the two things you can never fucking say. You could probably say, yo, I've murdered kittens in a commercial, and people would be like, that's absolutely fine. We don't want to step on your free speech. If you utter the fucking word Super Bowl, you will be sued into non-existence and your entire company gets public fucking lashings,
wild.
Bro.
It's wild.
I'm not fucking playing, dude. They'll kill you and your family while you sleep, George.
You want that?
They'll come to Pangea. They'll kill everyone. I'm not kidding, dude.
Yeah, anyways, I got to sign off because the phone call that's coming.
Fucking death. Never say it, George.
All right, thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We love you guys. Hit that subscribe button Thursday. We think at this moment in time, we have Rob Gronkowski coming on. We're also going to be announcing and explaining some of the details of my Pokemon box break taking place on
September.
He broke.
September.
No, I probably shouldn't say that yet. It's coming. Stay tuned. Bye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.